Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting 9th. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman juggles the ball. That's an error on Koosman. Hara moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Bonds moves to third. Dade moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrah is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is called out on strikes. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrah fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-2 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Spillner now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Sofield moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Sofield moves to third. Castano moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive towards third. Castano catches it and throws to first to double up Verizer. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Len Barker now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-3 in the game. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norwood moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Jim Norris pinch hits for Ted Cox. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.